The dominant theme sounded against Measure A was simple and, as it turned out, persuasive. The language of the general tax measure did not compel county supervisors to use the money it would have raised for any specific purpose, and they could not be trusted to do with it what they said they would. Craig Harrison, co-founder of Save Our Sonoma Roads, a single-issue grassroots advocacy group that backed the proposal, says they could see the writing on the wall well before Election Day.
What we heard from people on the street and on our website and emails is a pretty profound distrust in county government. There was a deep cynicism, a lack of belief that if the tax were to pass, that it would actually be spent on roads. And I think that motivated a lot of people to vote no.
Tim Hannon, president of the Sonoma County Taxpayers Association, which led the organized opposition against Measure A, lauded local voters for seeing through what he called the county's misrepresentations about the initiative.
The Board of Supervisors wrote Measure A as a general tax, which could be used for a variety of things, but the supervisors tried to sell Measure A by saying that it was all about fixing the roads. And obviously, plenty of voters saw through that duplicity to vote no and defeat the measure, and good for them.
Had the county proposed a special tax, which specified exactly how the funds raised are to be spent, Hannon thinks they would have fared better.
If the Board of Supervisors had presented this tax as solely and entirely for the repair of the roads, I think it would have passed.
But a special tax requires a two-thirds vote to pass, compared to the 50% threshold that Measure A could not reach. So Craig Harrison is dubious.
If 37% voted for this, it is a bit of a stretch to think that 67% would have voted for it if it were a special tax. I think some people said that, but no matter what, they were going to vote against the new tax.
David Keller is president of Sonoma County Conservation Action, which backed the roads measure despite some misgivings about how it was shaped and presented. But he says its defeat is also a reflection of the current political climate across the United States.
Generally 25-30% of people say no, regardless of what it's for. It's been a national and regional and local campaign pitched by anti-government forces for a couple of generations, and it has a very significant impact. So the result we see is not just mistrust of the supervisors. It's in a background, a very intentional campaign, which makes it very hard to do government.
As one of the driving forces behind Measure A, Supervisor David Rabbit was disappointed and a little surprised at the election's outcome, which wound up with 62.7% voting no. But he tried to find a silver lining.
Sonoma County has a history of not passing measures on the first try. I mean, look at Measure M and SMART. So we do have this history in the county.
Still, Rabbit is in no hurry to try again. Instead, he suggested, an alternate source of funds might already be out there.
Measure M is sitting out there, and I think we could probably reconfigure some of the formula. We don't need 40% for 101. We probably need about 30% to finish the freeway through Petaluma. That would free up other dollars that could be used for local road.
Measure M was an earlier quarter-cent sales tax increase dedicated to road and highway improvements across Sonoma County. It was a special tax narrowly passed by local voters in 2004 and is now just over halfway through its 20-year lifespan. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.